My name's Adam McKenzie, and welcome to FitPro Domination, where you'll learn how to unleash massive profit from your fitness business. Discover how to stop feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed out living paycheck to paycheck by implementing the systems that you'll learn during each episode from myself and our incredible panel of experts. If you haven't got your hands on our free profit playbook yet, make sure you head over to fitprodomination.com now. All right, everyone, welcome back to this week's episode. And I did a post in the group today asking if anybody would like to hear my story about how we lost $400,000 in one of my last gyms and how in 18 months' time we were able to turn that around to earning over $100,000 a month each and every month, and what some of the mistakes were, what some of the things were that really turned things around for us. Now, the reason that I decided to offer this to everyone this week is because I'm getting married this Saturday, and even this episode, I'm going to have to try and get through as quickly as I can because I got to pick my kids up so that they can pack and get organized to go. It's been a crazy ride, and those people who have been following me for a long time will know parts of my story, if not all of my story, especially any of my clients who have been working with me for a long time. You know, even my journey to become a coach literally only came out of the fact that so many people wanted to find out how I did what I did. And in the end, it's actually been a blessing in disguise because it's what I love to do now. And I've had the opportunity to create three millionaires myself from helping other fitness professionals. So without getting into any other details, let's dive into some of the biggest mistakes that I made. And if I look back at the first gym we opened, I'd been running a couple of really successful outdoor group training franchises. I was working in a studio as well as a subcontractor, making good money. I was running a massage business, all of those things. And I was making, you know, probably, you know, $10,000 to $13,000 a month. I had a house that had increased in equity of over $200,000 in the first 12 months we owned it. It was just a booming area. Things were great. I had no debt. I had nothing else. So I was like, cool, you know what? I'm going to look at opening up my own place. I've been planning it for a long time. And at the time, I went to the bank. I said, hey, look, I'm doing this. What can you lend me? And they said that they would lend me $500,000 secured against my home. I thought, this is great, awesome, start planning everything. And at the time, I hired a mentor. I went to, what's it called? It's like our Australian Fitness Expo. I went along to that, and one of the speakers that I really connected with, thought he was a great guy, hired him. Anyway, he owned five big box gyms at the time. He ended up selling all five of those to Fitness First. And great guy, wouldn't bag him at all, but definitely started to teach me that model. And at the time, I guess I was under his wing, and I'm never going to blame him for the choices I made, but I ended up slowly but surely creating a gym model, which was really when I first planned out my facility and what I wanted to do. I never wanted just a gym. So we were really clever. We started planning out that we would come into the area and we would offer $10 a week memberships rather than everybody else who was charging $15 to $19. We'll get our 1,000 members and then we'll start to launch personal training from there, right? He explained the whole process to me. We'll hire three or four sales staff, all of this stuff, and they'll do all the work. They'll do all the appointments and it'll be your job to upgrade people, or they'll do like a 3 free session pack like Fitness First did to get people into personal training. All right, on the outside, that all sounded great. I thought, this is awesome. Anyway, 2008, 2009 came along. And if you guys can remember, all right, that was when we had the massive financial crisis in the world. And suddenly every bank that was happy to look at lending you money for virtually anything was now shutting up shop. They weren't lending money for anyone or anything. So my $500,000 secured against my house was gone. All right. They weren't going to give me a single cent purely for the fact that they weren't willing to take a risk on anything to do with a new business, fit out finance, anything like that. They weren't in the game anymore. Like, it wasn't just that people weren't doing it. It was pretty much the game was over. So I was left with like, man, I've already put everything in motion. I'd been flying out. I'd been flown out by equipment suppliers and taken out to lunch and put in all these orders of equipment and organized all these different things. I had the landlord look at designing with architects my fit out, getting everything organized. And suddenly I didn't have any finance to be able to do any of it. So we had to hustle. I had to take out loans. I had to take out credit cards. I had to take out unsecured loans. When I say loans, I mean really bad loans, like unsecured, high, like 20% interest loans. And I can remember the last one, which was just the biggest kick in the face. I had ended up getting the landlord to agree to do the change rooms for us. And it was a $70,000 change room fit out. I'd paid 20 already. And they were going to do the remainder of the fit out for me as long as I had some sort of a guarantee that I had financed for the $50,000. I ended up securing that through, again, another low document company. They agreed that if I paid $5,000 now, they would go out and secure finance for me. They had companies they worked with, and they put something in writing. I gave it to the landlord, and he agreed to do the fit out. All right. This all going to plan, I had to pay the $5,000, and if the finance wasn't successful, which they told me it was, then I would lose that deposit. Anyway, landlord does the fit out, we're ready to rock and roll, and literally 3 days before I'm about to get the keys, I get an email from the finance company going, we regret to inform you that we're no longer providing fit out finance. So the $5,000 that you paid to secure this finance is now gone. For one, I didn't have the $5,000 at that time. Like, I could have used it in so many different ways, and now it was just gone. And the landlord had just done a fit out for me worth $50,000 that was in place, right? Cutting through concrete, building two change rooms, putting in showers, making everything look very nice. And I owed him $50,000 today. All right, I didn't have it. So we quickly looked at rolling it all into the rent and everything else, and I was lucky to sort of find a solution at the time. But what that did is it suddenly took my break even. All right, from day one, my break even was $20,000 a month. All right, which at the time we weren't making there. Do you know what I mean? I was making, like I said, around $11,000 to $13,000 with all the other businesses, but now suddenly I had to, you know, base starting, not even including wages, we were at close to $20,000. And then I had the sales staff who were starting. None of them were bringing people in. Shit got messy very, very quickly. And the crazy thing was, it was all based around this opening up as a gym, coming to the area, being cheaper than everybody else, offering everybody these three personal training sessions, and growing from there. And man, the first 3 or 4 months were nuts. Like, literally, I opened on Monday and my third child was born on Thursday. Like, I remember literally going to the hospital. It was a cesarean, hugging him for half an hour, saying goodbye to my wife at the time, and rushing back to the gym and staying there till 10 o'clock at night. Because we were open from 6 in the morning till 9 at night, obviously. So it was just crazy. But the scariest part was just watching what happened to our financial situation. Suddenly I was losing close to $10,000, sometimes $12,000 a month. You know, things were going backwards very quickly. All the credit cards were suddenly full. I was trying to pay staff. I was trying to juggle all of these different things while still servicing all this debt that we had to do the fit out. And to let you guys know, the fit out for us cost $375,000. All right, don't ask me what the fuck I was thinking. You know, and my mentor at the time thought I got a bargain, thought it was a great deal in terms of the equipment and the cost of the fit out I did. And man, it was crazy. High lease repayments, high repayments on all these bad loans. And shit got scary very quickly, to the point where, you know, we sort of, you know, scratched our heads and sat there wondering, how did we end up in this situation? The crazy thing was that I had these new trainers that were working for me. I was paying them to do shift hours, right? So I was paying them around $15 an hour to do shift work. And then any of the personal training sessions they did, which were offered for free to new members, they got paid $20 to $25. So I was paying these trainers to do the free personal training sessions. And majority of the time, they weren't even converting people onto clients. And I was paying shift hours. I was paying salespeople who weren't converting everything. They were meant to be going out to businesses and bringing in people, and they weren't. And, you know, I got to about the 6th and 7th month mark, and I had a couple of friends who were jumping in and helping me out to try and, you know, turn things around, because things were going back so quickly. And I can remember sitting there at one point thinking, like, what am I going to do? And we decided that we had to sell the house. So we literally sold our home. At the time, we had about $100,000 in equity by the time we paid everything else off. And instead of being able to enjoy that income, we had to throw the entire $100,000 was gone into the business within 7 days. Gone. All right, literally just paying off all of the losses we'd been carrying forward for those 6 or 7 months. And the crazy thing was, I think at that time we got up to 100 members. All right, so it was 100 members paying us 10 bucks a week. So we were earning $1,000 a week, $4,000 a month from gym members. And I think at the time we'd probably had maybe 10 personal training clients who had upgraded to personal training at the time. And even then I had 27 different price points. We had family rates, we had this rate, we had every rate. I was just literally trying to take whatever I could from anybody. We were still selling packs to try and get upfront income. I was offering deals to try and put band-aids on all the wounds that were left from all of this bad debt we were carrying and all the lost profit every single month. We were going backwards. And, you know, I can remember many a moment where I literally did not know how I was going to feed my family, how we were going to do anything, let alone survive. You know, I can remember a Friday afternoon sitting there with my wife. We'd just gone to the movies. We're just literally trying to work out what the hell we're going to do. And I had to pay staff wages. They were already due. I was late. And I had no money. There was no money coming in. There was nothing. And I think we had about $3,000 left on one of the credit cards. And we literally swiped that credit card on our own FPOS machine in the business to be able to pay staff wages. And man, it was a very ugly period. There were weeks where I couldn't pay staff and I had to make them wait a week. Like, we were literally juggling and trying to survive, not just from week to week, but from day to day. And I got to a place where I was so upset and pissed off and disappointed in myself for allowing us to get in this position from where we were that, you know, I was stuck. I really didn't know from a personal point of view how I was going to turn things around. And at the time, I started to see a lot of these Groupon deals coming out with some of my mates in the US. And in Australia, Groupon wasn't around yet. There was a company called Kudo, C-U-D-O, that were just launching in Australia. And I found this out because one of my clients used to be high up in Channel 9. And Channel 9 was the company that were funding this new startup. Anyway, I applied to these guys for about 6 weeks to try and see whether I could do the first fitness deal. And it would have been the first fitness deal on any of these websites in the country. No one had done one before and they weren't really looking at them. They didn't think it would go well. They didn't think it was a good idea. Anyway, eventually I got through. Persistence was the key. I just annoyed the shit out of this one lady nonstop. And she decided to give me a go. We let it launch. I think it was like a $39 deal. And we sold close to 500 of them within the first 3 hours. Like, it just went nuts. Anyway, at the time, although it was great because we made, you know, half of whatever 500 times 39 was at the time. I'm not going to do the math right now, but we made some upfront capital and we had all of these people to come into the business, right? But I was such a genius that I offered one free personal training session as well as 4 weeks of unlimited gym. They got one free personal training session a week, including unlimited gym access. All right. And I think they got access to our large group at the time, which was new. It had about 3 or 4 people in each session. So we had the room to fit them in. And the reason why I was so smart, and I'm being sarcastic here, is because I had to pay the trainers to do these one personal training sessions a week, right? So let's say I was getting half of 39, I was getting around 20 bucks per person, but yet I was paying the trainers $20 to $25 per person per week. I was losing money from the deal after the first week. All right, so much so that I had to sit down with all my staff and say, look, I can't afford to pay you at all to do these personal training sessions. I can't afford to pay you at all, but you have 4 weeks to blow this person away so that they want to stay and upgrade to become a client with you. And that's how I had to sell it to my team at the time, because I literally could not afford to pay them. We were going backwards even faster, and yet I had all of these people harassing us and wanting to book in. Like, I literally had to pay one of my trainers an extra 10 hours a week just to call all of these people. Like, it was nuts, all right? No one had done this before, so we had no idea what to do. And it was crazy, but somehow we got through that period. Some of the clients upgraded, some of them stayed on as sort of, I think we opened our group membership at that time. And, you know, we weren't anywhere near break even, but the gap was starting to close a little bit. I think we were losing around $3,000 to $5,000 a month. So still, you know, clawing by our our fingernails, you know, just trying to survive. And around this time, you know, I had one of these light bulb moments, and, you know, we all laugh and we hear that like an aha moment. But for me, I'd sort of been running a couple of these 12-week challenges, and the way that I'd run them was similar to The Biggest Loser. Every Sunday we'd have a workout and then we'd have a weigh-in, right? And majority of the time I had 11, 12 people, eight of them were clients, two or three of them were people that wanted to do it, but they were only doing one session a week with us, unless they upgraded to a gym membership at the time. All of our personal training had moved now from being hours to half hour sessions only, one-on-one still. And the light bulb moment I had was that, man, like, I'm trying to sell these 12-week packages. I'm trying to sell all these deals, but it's such a big barrier to entry for people to not just commit to how much it would cost for the entire 12 weeks, but to commit to the time frame as well. I was noticing a lot of people really, what's the right word? They were struggling to sort of wrap their head around being able to commit to the income and the time frame. But when there was a quick deal, a 4-week offer that went up on Kudo, like, literally the thing exploded. And we suddenly had this group of engaged people that were doing the deal. Some converted, some didn't. But I suddenly started to grow this little list of people to engage with. You know, they were looking at our content on Facebook. They were reading my emails and engaging with some of the things I was sharing. And the light bulb moment I had was, if they were going to do it with a deal with online, what if I positioned a similar sort of deal to them and see whether I could get some of these people back, but to do a challenge this time, to set things up where we have a weigh-in at the beginning, a weigh-in at the end, and we would work on a prize, right, and convert people over. And back then, again, another genius moment for me. The prizes were all like a $1,000 cash prize or a $1,500 TV or a trip or all these things. So I would make the upfront money from the challenge, and then I would be spending it all on the back end, and let alone what I had to pay the staff during to do it. So again, I knew the concept was there, but I was still making stupid decisions, right? Until finally I realized that people, more than anything, want more training, all right? And I've proven this with it. I can't even tell you how many people now, right? Like, I've had over 2,000 people buy fitness contests and challenges. And whenever I survey them, the number one thing that works as a prize is more training, every single time, all right? People want to do more of what they're doing already with you. That's why they're there in the first place. And if they can do it for free, that's incentive for them. All right, so around this time, we started to grow our challenges a little bit more. I started to get a little bit clever with how to structure the price points. That's when I came up with, instead of being $97 on the front end, it'll be $49 if you bring a friend, all right? And over that period, we started to go from, like, I think we had 28 people in the first challenge, 28 day I launched, to that list at the time. And we started to get some of our clients stepping up and doing it and bringing people with them. That was the key part when I changed this pricing, right? And then the people that were coming with them were enjoying it and starting to bring others with them. And our group program started to grow. All right. And it was around this time I was looking at our team and I was looking at what was happening. And I had one guy, Kyle, right, that I had literally, his dad was friends with me. I used to train his dad. His dad introduced me to him when he was 17. He said he always wanted to get in health and fitness. I said, look, when you're 18, come and see me and we'll work it out. I ended up paying for him to go through training school. He ended up doing his whole internship process with me. And after he'd been with me for about a year and a bit, I found out that he and one of my other trainers were opening up a CrossFit studio literally like 4 weeks later after I found out. So within a 48-hour period, I had to fire both of these guys, right? And I couldn't give my clients any notice. I just needed to get rid of them so they didn't know as quickly as possible. And this was, like, I'm sure some of you have been through this, it was hard to deal with. Like, I'd gone at that point from not doing a lot of the training stuff and focusing more on the business to now I was suddenly back taking almost 60 contact sessions a week. They were half hours, right? So it was 30 hours of contact sessions a week. But the biggest thing was that I'd actually lost a ton of members that went with these guys. And the reason I share that with you, and I've shared it often, is the fact that the members that left never had a connection with me. They never had a connection with my business, higher level training. They only had a connection with those trainers. And looking at what we were doing with our challenges, looking at our group, like our larger group program starting to grow, and the sort of culture and community that those sessions had in them, I really had a good look at our model. And it was around this time where I created our hybrid program. All right, now our hybrid program, rather than just doing 1 half-hour session a week and then having a gym membership associated or whatever it was at the time, now what I wanted to do is I wanted to upgrade the group training people to be able to do personal training, but I also wanted the personal training people to upgrade and do large group to jump into this community. So what we did is we changed all of our one-on-ones to small group. All right, 4 to 6 people. And some of my clients have been with me for 12 to 15 years, 13 years. All right, at the time, 13 years. And I hear this all the time, my clients won't like it. Bullshit. You make them like it. All right. And trust me, the ones that never thought they would are the ones that become the biggest fans of it because they don't know what they don't know. And around that time, when we created that membership, man, all I can tell you is it was like we pressed the hot button, like we pressed the turbo button, because from the moment we launched that to then starting to sell training packages or giving away training prizes at the end of our 28-day challenges, it just started to shoot us into momentum. And the crazy part about the hybrid model we set up is that it was around a $69, $59 price point, right? Depending on how long they committed to us, 12-month or month-to-month. And I paid the trainers $10 per person in the session. So the trainer had the potential to earn $40 to $60, but it only cost me $10 for that client who is now paying $59 or $69 a week. The cost of the large group program was already covered by the amount of group training clients we had. So we started to really increase our profit, which suddenly closed the gap of the amount of money we were losing very quickly. I didn't need as many members to make as much money. I didn't need to sell so much personal training, half hour one-on-one, to be able to increase our overall profit. Because if I was selling a half hour one-on-one at 40 or 50 bucks and I was paying the trainer 25 or 30, I always had such a small margin. You know, I'm making $20 to $30 per session. Rather than now with a small group session, I was averaging between $180 to $200 plus per hour in profit. And the trainer was earning more than they ever earned before in the hour. So it was a win-win for everyone. Our clients were loving the fact that their training went from half hour back to an hour. And now they were working in a group of like-minded people. It literally was, like I said, if there was a turbo button, the nitrous button we pressed, that was it. It really started to skyrocket the turnaround for us. So much so that at the time, when we implemented the change, I was looking at starting our next 28 day, but our 28 days were getting around 68, 70 people. And at the studio was small. It was 300 square meters, you know, probably 220 square meters of actual space, which for those of you in the US, that's like 2,200 square feet of workable floor space. But we had this big car park where we did most of our large group sessions. And in Melbourne, with the way the weather is, that wasn't always the best, all right? Weather can change 5 times a day during every day. So thinking about planning this next challenge, I was like, well, how am I going to do that? What if we get more than 70 this time? You know, yeah, I can cap it, but I don't want to cap it. And two, people started complaining about sore shins and trying to negate things with cars coming in. We were getting a lot of complaints from the neighboring businesses within the business park. It just wasn't great. But I'm like, man, how can we expand this program where we currently are? So maybe we should start looking at another space. Maybe we should look at somewhere to move to. And we didn't have the cash flow at the time. Like, we were barely getting close to break even at the time. But I was like, if we don't do this now, all right, we're missing out on a potential opportunity, right? And at the time, clients and friends of mine, they're like, what the fuck are you doing? Why would you now take on another space? I'm like, look, I've learned my lesson. When we're gonna do this, it'll be very different, all right? I'm not gonna do the same fit out. It's gonna be warehouse, open style, functional, AstroTurf, the whole bit, all right? So we started to look for places, and we found places that were around another 200 to 300 or 2,000 to 3,000 square meters and or square feet, however you look at it. And it was like, yeah, they're okay, but I don't love them. Do you know what I mean? There was corners or there was doors or walls in the place. I'm like, I just want a big, massive space where we can really grow a huge group training program. So we ended up finding this one space that was 750 square meters. It was, so 7,500 square feet. It was twice as much as we wanted to spend. All right, we only wanted to spend about an extra $2,000 to $3,000 a month. This was about 5,500. a month, and that wasn't including outgoings. I think it ended up being close to 6 a month. Huge space. So I'm like, well, man, how are we going to do this? How are we going to fit it out? What's going to work? Like I said, we were barely at break even at the time, like just floating, all right? And I thought, I want to do a 28-day challenge. I'm going to launch the crap out of this thing. We're going to tell all of our clients that instead of them paying $49 this time, if they bring a friend, they get to do it for free. So it's still $49. They bring a friend, they'll do it for free. I'm going to go to every business I work with and tell them that they can do the challenge for free, or they can give the challenge away for $49 to any of their clients, all right? So basically it was like a little flyer that they could give the challenge away to somebody and that person could get the challenge for $49 instead of $97, all right? I had a lot of great networking businesses that I'd spent a lot of time connecting to. I had an email list at the time, I think close to around 750, maybe 800 people at that time. I'm like, let's do it, all right? So I wrote the emails, I launched the campaign anyway. We ended up with 175 people registered for the challenge, all right, which I knew that was going to help with first month's rent and you know, getting everything in there that we needed to get started. But to do the fit out, I came up with another idea. All right, we had these group training clients that had converted. We had some of these people now taking up our new hybrid membership and loving it. So what I thought is, why don't I create a exclusive membership, put together a couple of different value adds, offer it at an extreme discount, but get the upfront capital to be able to pay for the fit out debt free. All right. And the email that I wrote out to my membership base at the time was literally like, fuck the banks. I didn't say the F word. I think I said screw the banks was the title of the email. And I went into there. I'm like, after going through what we've been through and dealing with bad debt and everything else, there's no way I want to expand and give you guys the ultimate space and training environment with more debt. So I want to help you, but I'm going to incentivize you to also help us. All right. And I ended up selling, I think there were $2,000-$3,000 memberships, right? We called it our VIP Rockstars membership. And I've shared these emails and watched my clients succeed with exactly the same promotion. And we generated $43,000 up front. I created a plaque. These guys got a special dry fit t-shirt. They got a dinner once a year. We had special catch-ups every now and then throughout the year. And they got a massive discount, right? But for us, the $43,000 was all we needed to do the fit out, all right? Rubber matting, cardio equipment, kettlebells, dumbbells. We had 550 square feet, 5,500 square feet of AstroTurf. So we had a huge area of AstroTurf, nice big open space, all right? Combine that with the 175 people we had registered for the challenge, suddenly the fit out was done. We pulled all of this off, guys, in 8 weeks. 8 weeks. I knew we were going to launch the next challenge and I wanted a 2 to 3 week lead into it. So we launched the hybrid model. We then started to create this a VIP Rockstar membership. We ordered all the equipment. We started launching the challenge. We had 175 people registered. We had grand opening day, the same day as the challenge. And we did a 3-hour workout. So our clients had the opportunity to do 3 1-hour sessions in a row, and anybody new coming in could book in for any one of the 3 sessions and do their body comp and everything else before to get started in the challenge. All right, to cut a long story short, at the end of that challenge, we signed up. I think we made another 5, 6, 7 grand up front from selling a 12-month offer for large group only. All right, so getting more capital in the door, I think that allowed us to get some more boxing equipment, and we had 79 people take up our $177 a month membership. So we were in profit after our first 4 weeks, all right? Suddenly I'd launched this new business and done everything different based on what I learned. And we were not only debt-free in this new business, but we were making good money after the first 4 weeks, all right? That business never cost us any money. And suddenly, because it was so highly profitable, it now helped close the gap and now put us in profit with our studio, our initial business. And I can't go for too much longer here because, as I said, I've got to go pick up my kids, but I hope you guys are still with me and sort of following the journey. Once we combine those two things, and suddenly we had now, we used to have 11 people in large group. Now we had like 80, 90 people. All right, total members at the time, I think we were getting up around 200. All right, over the next 12 months past that point, all right, we literally did everything that I teach you guys to do on this episode. We created the best member care system. We created an incredible experience for clients. I incentivized my trainers through upgrading some of these large group clients to becoming members of their small personal training groups. So these guys, most of my trainers, I had 10 trainers at that time. Towards the end, I had 14. All of my trainers were earning on average between $1,100 to $2,000 a week. All right, most of them weren't working more than 20 to 30 contact hours a week to earn that much money. Right? I ended up, for me, I always had that end goal in mind that this business was gonna set up the life that I wanted. And I started to take myself out of the business and lift other people up. I started to train my managers, my admin staff to take on other roles and to test the systems out that we'd been working on it and trying to get in, you know, in place to see whether they'll work without me. And I really started to get 100% clear on what it was that we really were best at. And after doing these challenges, after creating hybrid models, after seeing the results we were getting clients, another aha moment was literally, we are the place that people come to get results. That's us. All right, and it worked perfectly with our tagline at the time, all right, which was higher level training, fitness programs that work. And all I can tell you is once you get into momentum in your business and you get 100% in line with your vision and what it is that you know you're best at, the speed of growth will surpass anything that you can imagine, right? We think linearly, but the growth of business isn't necessarily that way. And for us, I mean, in less than 12 months, we went from around, like I said, 200 plus members to over 500 clients, paying us an average of $55 to $59 a week was our average dollar price point. And not taking any upfronts or anything into account, we were earning over $100,000 a month. You know, we were still doing over $100,000 a year in upfront offers through different promos and programs and the VIP Rockstar sale and extra session sale and everything else. But on average, we were growing by close to 30 plus clients a month. All right. And my attrition, and this is another thing when you look at the speed of your growth, my attrition, regardless of how big we got, was never worse ever than 10 members a month. Even during Christmas, we would have a lot of suspensions, but I would have almost 100% of suspensions come back. All right. It would be very odd if we didn't have somebody who went on hold who didn't come back. That would be weird for us at the time. And I look at that knowing that, looking at the numbers and tracking the growth and seeing everything that we did, I knew that everything was working. And it wasn't always the case, right? We had bad attrition for a long time, so that's why we had to get better at our member care, our accountability. But if I can say one thing that we did better than I've seen in a lot of other businesses, if any other business, is we built the type of culture where people belonged to our business. They wanted to belong there. The pain of disconnect for them not to be a part of what we were doing because they saw it and heard about it everywhere, right? All their friends, every school, every business in the local area, we were everywhere, right? And that's something that I took on when all these sales staff weren't doing jack shit. I was like, well, fuck this. I'm going to go out and do it. And I did. And I built relationships. And if there's one thing I've seen with a lot of you guys is you have great communication skills and the ability to build relationships, but a lot of times you're sitting back behind your desk bitching and moaning that Facebook ads don't work anymore, right? Where those businesses are still out there right now that you could be building relationships with, cross-promoting with. It's not hard. You just have to commit to doing it. So I guess if I leave you with anything in this story, the biggest lessons that I learned all came back down to treating my business as a business, right? And always being clear on where we were going, being able to test and measure every single aspect of our business to be able to make decisions based on what we could see in the data, not what I felt emotionally, all right? Culture and experience, of course, that's a feeling. You got to be on the ground level to experience that. But looking at the potential of our business, measuring the growth and the success and the effectiveness of all of our systems always had to come back to data. All right. And man, I never expected to have gone through what I went through. I would never have expected it ruined my marriage, if I'm honest. It took me so far away from who I wanted to be that in the end, it was the catalyst for me wanting to leave that business and ending up selling and closing everything that we owned to move to Phuket, Thailand, right? Which is a whole nother story. But what I want you guys to realize is it doesn't have to be that way. And if you're in a situation now where you're not getting the value back from your business, you're not getting the return that you want, and that return has two ways of measuring that, right? In income and in freedom. If you don't have the freedom to do what you want when you want, you don't have a business, you have a job. All right, that might sound harsh, but it's the truth. And it doesn't mean you're gonna have it instantly, but what's the point of doing this right now if it's not something that you're at least working towards, right? In whatever aspect it could be. It could be your first week off, it could be your first month off. Having the freedom to choose to take that time off and know that your business is not just gonna be okay, but it's gonna thrive while you're away, is what's going to define whether you're going to be able to turn this into a business and succeed or not. All right, and guys, I fucked up everything. I had every bad loan. I had every debt collector. I didn't answer my phone for almost 2 years, especially if it was an unknown number. Like it used to scare the shit out of me. And every time it would ring, I would get that sick feeling in my stomach because I knew it was the landlord. I knew it was somebody because I hadn't paid rent. I hadn't done this. I never checked the mail. I got my admin girl to check the mail because every time I saw the mail, it was an overdue or it was a threat or it was a debt collecting company coming after me or somebody taking me to court. Like it was crazy. Yeah, and you want to know the most insane thing was that over the 18 months where we exploded, right? We went from losing that $10,000 to $12,000 a month to then being in profit of over $30,000 to $40,000 a month. I ended up being audited by the ATO, the Australian Tax Office, because they couldn't understand how I'd shown a loss for the 2 years prior to that and then being able to show such a high significant income and profit level. They thought that I was cooking the books for the 2 years prior and putting the money in my pocket, right? It ended up costing me almost, I think it cost me almost $15,000 and took 12 months to get our name cleared. And in the end, once they saw all the paperwork and all the info, they could see exactly what had happened. They could track it all in my bank account. But it just shows you that, you know, it's crazy to think that that's the stuff that they pulled out of it rather than, I don't know, it is what it is, right? So I hope you guys have enjoyed that. I'm getting married this weekend for the second time and feeling very grateful to have gone through what I've been through and ended up finding somebody that I want to now share the rest of my life with. So those of you who follow my story for a long time, I appreciate you guys more than you know. I love doing what we get to do now. I love being able to help you guys not make those mistakes, not go through those same level of that same level of pain. Or if you're in that level of pain, being able to help you see a way out of it and not just see it, but actually do it and know what steps to take along the process to end up at the end results that you want. That's what drives me to do this show every week. It's what drives me to connect with you guys as much as you can. There's not a single person that has ever emailed me or messaged me that I have never responded to, right? It's what I love to do. So I want to take this time to appreciate you all. I'm not going to get any more sentimental, and I look forward to talking to you guys soon. And like I said, if there's ever anything I can do to help you move forward, achieve more, create the level of business and freedom and income that really excites you, then please email me at adam@adammckenzie.net. Message me on Facebook and let's at least chat and see where you're at and see what some of the best things are that you can do to actually move forward. All right. Thank you. Thank you for tuning into this week's show. To guarantee your business is generating more profit, head over to fitprodomination.com now and grab a copy of our free profit playbook. Now, if you're ready to unlock the true potential of your fitness business, then go and register for one of our profit discovery calls valued at $500 by simply going to fitprodomination.com/profit call. Make sure you tune in each week and subscribe to the show as we commit to making sure every fitness professional has the keys to long-term success, massive profit, and freedom.